Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Ramon. Good to see you last week out in Nakama, Ramon, by the way.
For sure. Same here, man. Good morning to you guys.
Yeah, and be sure to check out Ramon's show tonight, the Ramon Foster Show. All right, let's fast forward to the very end of last week's, of Sunday's football game in Denver. And I wrote about this, and I know people have talked about this. There were all the turnovers. There were things that went wrong. You're down at the three-yard line. You've got a tie in front of you. What goes into the decision to go big package or not big package, to stay in the shotgun? Can you talk me through that decision and kind of whose it is?
I think it's a little bit of everything that goes into it. You know, not necessarily going to the goal line means you're supposed to get in goal line. And I guess the thing is also, if you have our five linemen on the field with their nickel package, if you're close to the real close ends of red zone, then you have a better shot of being able to do the run pass options because you have your receivers out there. So it's not necessarily a case of always going to your big package in the goal line. It's just whatever you want to present to their defense more than anything, I think. You're trying to be more predictive. You're trying to predict more of the stuff that they're doing.
As a lineman, though, and in hindsight, it's always 20/20. But do you always like to get meaner, nastier, and lower than someone? And would you have liked to just try to run the football?
The thing is, we did have two running calls. They just have, pass options on them. And the pass option was better in those situations. And of course, like you said, in hindsight, you would say, maybe we should have handed it off or something like that. But we've been in those situations before, and Ben has diced guys apart on a sub package near the goal line.
What's the communication like going into that series, Ramon, and that play in particular, especially amongst the five of you on the line? If it's an RPO, I assume you're all firing out of your stance and punching the guy across from you. How do you prepare for something different possibly happening behind you?
You just really can't, because it's all a timing thing also. The way it's designed is for us to be able to still have the run action and the pass action at the same time. So if the defense shows a certain thing, then, of course, we'll check it down. Or if it opens up better for the run game, he can hand it off too. So it's nothing that we can control specifically up front. It's the same blocks for us, essentially. It's just, it's made a big deal because of how we lost this past weekend because of a pass near the goal line.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. There's no secret at all in this football team that you're one of the leaders, one of the big leaders, and especially on the offense. James Conner put the football on the ground again. This is kind of like the Cleveland game. What do you have to do, or what does your team have to do, to make sure that you pat him on the back or make sure that you still instill confidence in him?
It's just one of those things that you let it be known, like, hey, that's the one we get right there, and we don't want to go down that road again. And also to lead them to understand that every opportunity we have on the field is an opportunity we either, pushing towards trying to win a Super Bowl and get into the playoffs, or, we're doing stuff to negate that. And I think he's a guy that fully understands everything moving forward. He's not a guy that's just, pushing on past it. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of stuff out of him this week, as far as him being very conscious about his ball control and everything else. So it's not a big deal. He's a guy that understands it, though.
Ramon, this is going to seem like a big leap to make, but when you look at the numbers, Colin ran them down earlier, over the last calendar year, Juju's numbers are right there with Antonio Brown's numbers. Is Juju as good as AB?
Juju's a good receiver. I think we all know that AB is still top one or two in the league. So I don't even want to get into the comparison. I think Juju is just, and everybody else is benefiting off of the fact that everybody double teams AB, and Juju's doing appropriately by catching everything that comes his way. He's just excited, and we're having fun with being able to have both of those guys out there like that.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. What was the communication with Xavier Grimble like on the play at the goal line?
There was really nothing that we could have said that was going to make him feel better. So, guys understand, you know, their decision they've had to make on the field or mess ups. We all fall into it, whether it's us giving up a sack or, you know, whether somebody dropping a ball. Each mistake is just as big in those moments. It's just that his was a scoring one, so he'll be fine.
Ramon, when you're game planning for pass rushers like Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, and you've got a rookie offensive lineman lining up at right tackle, what is the communication like during the week? And then once you're out there on the field, especially in a hostile environment where it may be hard to hear the guy next to you?
The big thing we were telling him this week is, number one, know your assignment. Secondly, just be calm, man. And third, if he does make a play, don't let it bleed on into another one. And I think Chooks did a really good job this week of being composed about everything that we asked him to do. And that wasn't an easy task. I mean, he really had his hands full, and I think he stood up pretty tall.
Now, Chris and I had a healthy debate on this a little bit earlier, and it was really good radio, I thought, because it was two guys that didn't have the same idea. Does Ben need to play better?
That's something you got to ask him. Ben is our quarterback, and my thing is, if you ask the question, well, who's going to play better than him? I know he takes to heart a lot of stuff that goes on the offense, stuff that's not his fault and stuff that's directly his also. So I won't ever question him playing hard or whatever we have to do, but he's a guy that we don't have to worry about.
Well, let me follow that up. Has everyone around him put Ben in the best position to succeed this year? And is Ben playing up to his capabilities, do you think, or have you seen better from Ben?
My thing is we know what to expect from him, and everybody might have a blip here or there. And if he's the guy that I know he is, he takes it very personal. So that's one of those things that you guys have to ask him when he comes on at 11.
I appreciate that. That's a good radio man tease.
There it is.
To the Ben Roethlisberger Show at 11 o'clock. Ramon Foster with us now here on the Fan Morning Show. As you look at the next 5 weeks now, Ramon, you guys have the hardest schedule of any AFC playoff contender down the stretch over the course of the last 5 weeks. San Diego, New England, New Orleans amongst the bunch. How do you, and I understand you're going to tell me take it day by day, week by week, game by game, but when you look at that laid out in front of you, do you guys build it to yourselves at all as, hey, we got a little bit of a challenge out here in front of us. People may not expect us to win the majority of these next four games.
And that's exactly how I feel. I'm embracing it. You got to kind of smile at it, because the thing is, if we reel off these next two games and knock them off, and then you got to answer the next questions: what's next? And that's all I want to be able to prove, is we are one of those types of teams that should be at the top of everybody's list, and we are a real Super Bowl contender. So that's our mindset moving into it, is bring it on. I mean, there's no other way to get around it anyway. Those are some really good teams, but we are one also.
Do a lot of people pay attention to Phil Rivers and not pay attention enough to the Chargers' ability on defense to get stops when they need to?
They are very savvy on defense. But Phillip's one of those guys. He's a guy that puts up crazy numbers. He's, you know, a potential Hall of Fame guy. So you got to kind of pay attention to him, because he makes some moves, man. That guy is a magician out there on the field. And he's really, like, helped a lot by that defense. So they have a good situation out there in San Diego right now, which is why they're so good.
I think we should all start a collection, Ramon. Every single one of us, every time we say San Diego instead of L.A., we should all have to drop like a $10. I did it earlier, too. We've been doing it all week. Joey Bosa, despite missing much of the first half of the season, has bounced all the way back for them. Do you have to fight against wanting to focus on one guy on the other side of the ball when you know the entire front seven can make a play at any given time?
They can, and like you said, like we said just a second ago, their defense is complementing their offense in a major, major way. And Joey Bosa is one of those guys that's become one of the top defensive players in the league, especially at his position. We've already kind of compared him in a sense of smaller Calais Campbell, if you want to put it in that sense. He brings a lot to the table, but also Melvin Ingram, too. So it's not just him. They're really a good defense.
Do you think that this offense, your offense, not San Diego's or LA's, whatever, the Chargers, do you think that the Steelers' offense can function a little bit better, maybe if Rosie gets a little bit more burn?
I think we just have to function better, period. And Rosie is one of those guys that if you put him on the field, he can't block their best linebacker. So we'll see what Coach Randy wants to do this week or what the plan's going to be, but it's always good to have him on the field.
When you look at your build for the run game, Ramon, as an offensive lineman, do you guys feel better when you look back there, necessarily feel better, whatever it may be, get gassed up a little bit more for when you see Rosie come in, because you know everything's telegraphing run, and it's our opportunity now to get downhill and to sort of punch the other guys in the mouth and impose your will physically?
It is. It is a statement when you run a fullback out there. A lot of offenses don't have that right now. So if they're coming out there, it's usually for potentially maybe a big play action or some fullback-led run. It kind of sets the tone, but we got to be efficient also when we bring them on the field like that.
All right, last thing for you, Ramon Foster, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. A lighthearted question. Did you catch the act between Leonard Fournette and Shaq Lawson by chance?
I called it last night. I had no idea that went on.
Okay. What is the first rule of a fight on a football field? Is it keep your helmet on? How does this go down? Tell me if it breaks out, what you do.
I think the first one is keep the helmet on or put a helmet on. The second one is do not punch with your closed fist to a helmet also. Those two work hand in hand.
Okay. I've always been told, too, look for a guy with a smaller number. That's a big move.
Yeah, right. Will Smith, but I saw some closest hand punches to helmets, and that's just not smart to me.
No, but that's a big move for Leonard Fournette to go after a defensive end. I mean, that's he's giving away some pounds there.
Hey, man, that's what happens when you have a bad record.
Ask Telvin Smith about that.
Yes. All right. Ramon Foster. Ramon, thank you so very much, as always, being candid, open, and honest. We appreciate it. Good luck this week. We'll chat soon.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Ramon.
Great stuff. And you know what? I know that Mark Caboli wrote something in The Athletic about Ben's radio show. Did you see this last night?
No, I did not. No.
Came out, and it said about how candid Ben is and how it all came to be, and the credit goes to both Ben and the station and everybody that's, mm-hmm. that's put that together. And check it out online. It's really, really good. I'll put Ben and Ramon up against any player shows that there is in this country.
Let's put it this way. Neither one of them has ever hung up on anybody at this station a la Tom Brady when he got questions he didn't like from WEEI.
Exactly. And they show up, and we get them every week, and they're on, and they're honest. They're honest.
Very good.
But make sure to read that. It's a really, really good piece in The Athletic by Mark Caboli.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.